called the bride stupid, she flew into a rage and demanded the judge dissolve their marriage. Not even time enough to open the gifts either.
Local news and timeless hits, WRJN, Racine, Kenosha.
This is the CBS News World News Roundup, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. Vice President Harris is set to hit the campaign trail as a presidential candidate with $100 million in her new war chest and enough delegate support to potentially wrap up the Democratic nomination. Former CBS News White House correspondent Peter Mayer.
Her first battleground state stop, Wisconsin. She's taking her message to Milwaukee, of course, the scene of last week's Republican convention, where Donald Trump's focus was on Joe Biden.
Mr. Biden will be back at the White House today for the first time since he tested positive for COVID last week and since announcing he'd quit the race. As for the Republican hopefuls, CBS's Jared Hill.
The Trump-Vance campaign has come out swinging, saying Harris is worse than Biden and slamming the Democrat selection process.
Democrats are the ones who want to throw out 14 million ballots and not elect Kamala Harris, but select Kamala Harris with a bunch of billionaires.
But a new CBS News poll shows most Democratic voters already want Harris as the nominee.
A white police officer in Illinois, Sean Grayson, has pleaded not guilty after body cam video captured him shooting a mother of two who was black in the face, killing her inside her home after she called 911 to report a possible prowler. CBS's Roxana Sabiri with more from Springfield.
Grayson faces three counts of first-degree murder, aggravated battery with a firearm, and official misconduct. If he's convicted, he faces prison sentences of 45 years to life just for the murder charge and up to 30 years for battery.
Investigators in Southern California now believe a fast-moving fire that destroyed several homes in Riverside was sparked by illegal fireworks. Mayor Patricia Locke Dawson.
Our investigators will continue relentlessly until we are assured that the suspects have been caught.
Another tennis great, Andy Murray this time, is leaving the court for good.
The three-time Grand Slam champion says he'll retire from professional tennis after the Paris Olympics, ending a 19-year career. The 37-year-old's been plagued with injuries in recent years. He had to pull out of this year's Wimbledon singles championship after failing to recover in time from minor surgery on his spine. Vicky Barker, CBS News, London.
Business is booming at General Motors, and high car prices aren't hurting the company's bottom line. The car maker reports second quarter profits rose a better than expected 15%. Customers paid an average of just under $50,000 per vehicle. S&P futures are flat. Dow futures up 29. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. To beef up security, the Racine Unified School Board has approved the purchase of 9 additional security scanners. They'll cost about $700,000 over 4 years. The scanners will be installed in all high schools, K-8 schools, and Racine Alternative Learning, adding to the 5 scanners already in use. The systems act as walk-through metal detectors, and they aim to enhance safety by quickly scanning for weapons. 7 people have applied for the vacant 5th District Kenosha County Board seat. The applicants include David Arrington, James Kendall, Patrick Melman, William Merritt, Jason Ottom, Julia Robinson, and Tamara Weber. Interviews will be conducted before an appointment is made at the county board meeting August 6th. The appointee will serve until the 2025 spring nonpartisan election. Former supervisor Brian Thomas resigned. Vice President Kamala Harris is holding her first presidential campaign rally in Milwaukee today. The early afternoon rally is her 5th visit to Wisconsin this year, but first as a presidential candidate. A festival of flight is ongoing. Lisa Hale has more.
AirVenture is underway at Whitman Field. Today is day 2, and EAA communications specialist Drew Stefani said air shows will be a big draw for visitors.
As part of the air shows, the snowbirds are going to be one of the big headlines this year, kind of at the tail end of the week. But then earlier in the week, we're going to have the Italian aerobatic team, as well as several other demo jet teams, your F-35s, your F-22s, F-16s.
By the way, admission for children 17 and younger is free at EAA this year, thanks to the Boeing Company.
And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Cubs get a win over the Crew. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Just under 36,000 fans in the friendly confines of Wrigley Field watched a tight ball game between the Brewers and the Cubs last night. Except for a solo home run by Willie Adames in the eighth, the Brewers held to just five hits and lose 3-1 in Chicago. Manager Pat Murphy.
We didn't come up with a big hit. We did a great job in some areas. I think our youth showed tonight. You know, Tobias was fabulous. He threw the ball great, but the balk, the wild pitch with an 0-2 pitch, the bases loaded. Obviously, throwing the ball away at second, you know, that accounted for two of the three runs. And
the series continues tonight. NFL, the Packers making national headlines. Jordan Love's agents and the team still working on a contract for the young quarterback. Packers president Mark Murphy at the annual shareholders meeting.
I'm not saying anything about Jordan Love. Other than he's a heck of a quarterback and we want to sign him.
Murphy also said the team is working on a deal with Peyton Manning's Omaha Productions to do a documentary about the Packers. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
WRJN Sports with Mike Clemens is sponsored hourly by Pottawatomie Hotel Casino. Learn more online at paysbig.com.
Partly cloudy this morning, becoming mostly cloudy with a scattered thunderstorm or two possible. Our high 81 today with wind out of the southwest at 5 to 15. Thunderstorms tonight, 66. Tomorrow, an isolated thunderstorm through about early afternoon, then partly cloudy with a high of 76. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it is 66.
I waste endless amounts of time, endless hours watching TV. TV that I can't believe I'm watching while I'm watching it, but I can't turn it off. This is the best example of the last 6 months. About 3 months ago, I watched Martha Stewart build a hammock for a cat. Swear to God. I don't even have a cat. I was just so astonished that a human being could reach this point in their life where you are literally this out of things to do, and there's enough free room in your brain for the thought to get in while looking at the cat. I don't think he's comfortable enough. I see him in a hammock with a martini. I think Martha Stewart is evil. I can't prove that. Her little project, she's like, well, this should only take 30 minutes. For you, you had 10 guys shopping for this for 4 days. You go to Home Depot and try to find cat hammock carpet.
It's 7:07, and Denise Lockwood is here. Denise is the founder, owner, and reporter, and I guess she sweeps out the place too at night. She is of Racine County Eye, one of the premier news sources in the county, if not the premier news source for all the news on the web. And you're out camping somewhere. We won't say where, but you're out in the wilderness somewhere, and dropping things and cooking and while I'm talking to you.
Yeah. Actually, it's okay to say where I am because we're up in Crivitz, and quite frankly, we're kind of like a Crivitz adjacent. So, we come up here every year at this time, and we gather up with the Davis clan, and it's great. It's really, it's refreshing. It's one of those things that we do to kind of anchor our family, and it's a beautiful thing to be hanging out with the Davises.
Well, I went camping once in my life, and it was in the fifth grade. Our teacher, Mr. Person, took all the boys camping. Girls couldn't come. Couldn't do that today. But he did it back then. This is back in the 60s. And he took all the boys camping. And that was the only time I ever went camping. I guess the closest I get to being outside at night is when I go to the Racine Concert Band concerts at the zoo at night. I guess that's about as close as I get to the wilderness at night. But
yeah, did you see ABBA?
No. Oh no, this is
the ABBA cover band. It was we went there a few weeks ago.
Yeah, but you're talking about Animal Crackers. This is the Racine Concert Band concerts on Sunday night.
Sorry.
Yeah, those are free concerts on Sunday night. We have. It's been going on for 102 years. Wow.
Wow.
And they're still playing the same marches. Okay, so the reason we're talking this morning, you have sort of breaking news for us. You've been following the Raymond School District for quite a while now, and you've got some more breaking news of what's going on there. And, of course, you can read about this on Racine County Eye, but you're going to talk a little bit about it now.
Yeah, so, I mean, really it's tying it all together. What we're working on is a series of stories that really kind of match up the alignment between the current the Republican platform nationally to what they want to see happen with education as a microcosm of actually what's happening in Raymond. So that's what we're talking about. It's going to be a three-part series. I've got most of it written. I'm going to spend a little rainy day camper time probably today to finish it up. But really, we covered the Republican National Convention last week, and I was sitting in on the Moms for Liberty kind of breakout session, and it was Ron Johnson, Scott Walker, and also a couple of other congressmen from other areas of the nation. And they were talking about the changes in the role of education that they'd like to see happen. And I think there's some definite, really meaning-making through the lens of journalism that needs to happen with regards to what that actually looks like.
Now we've got the Democrats coming up in, two weeks?
Yeah, some big breaking news over the weekend, eh?
Now, give us your analysis of that. I mean, that changed everything.
It does. It does.
The whole world changed with one announcement.
It flipped the apple cart completely.
Yeah.
So, then the narrative of age gets taken out. I don't think it gets taken out.
I think it gets moved over.
Right.
To the other party now.
Exactly. It gets shifted of who's the old guy now.
Yeah. I was listening to the Trump campaign yesterday, and they want the Biden campaign to pay for all the ads they had to run against Joe Biden now that he's not running. Do they really think they're going to get money for that? are they thinking? That's like saying, oh, gee, another radio station beat us. I want you guys to pay for all the money we had to spend running against you guys for the radio station ratings. It doesn't work like that. But
marketing people win, I guess.
Well, and the people at the other side, the Republicans now, they have to start from scratch.
Yeah.
Because their whole campaign was against President Biden, and now he's out of the picture, so to speak.
Well, I think this was something that they probably
suspected.
Talking about.
Yeah.
Through the lens of Racine County Republicans, they had been kind of thinking this was going to happen. So I don't think this was off the table, but I don't know how much planning the national party did with regards to really a pivot plan on whether or not this was going to happen.
But both of
these guys are older.
I was listening to J.D. Vance, one of his speeches, because I like to hear these political speeches on both sides.
Yeah.
And he was talking about Kamala Harris, and he pronounced her name correctly. He didn't do it like Donald Trump says Kamala, and he knows it's not Kamala, but he does it. He's like a seventh grader does that kind of stuff. Anyway, he was talking, and he said, she has taken a government paycheck for her entire adult life. She's been on the government payroll, as the state attorney general, as a U.S. senator, as a vice president. I mean, what is he talking about?
Yeah.
If this is the best that they can go after, they're in trouble.
I think one of the things that I would really encourage people as they're navigating through this decision-making process, because there are some people who have not decided yet, that you need to really look at the platforms. There's party platforms. Racine County is going to actually publish both platforms so that people know exactly what the blueprint is, because you've got the rhetoric. I was actually on the floor when J.D. Vance was announced as the nominee for the ticket, and it was really interesting. I was talking to a friend. I have a friend of mine who lives in Connecticut who owns a news website, the website just like I do, and he's like, hey, can you talk to the Connecticut people for me? And I was like, sure, I can go talk to a couple of Connecticut folks. And one of the folks that I was talking to happened to be the head of the Connecticut party, Republican Party, and basically was telling me he was part of the the subcommittee on the Constitution agenda. And then that was really fascinating, too. So we had a really interesting conversation about what might a Republican administration have through the lens of the abortion issue and a couple of other issues. But they're looking through the lens of changing Constitution.
Mm.
That so just I thought that was really interesting.
That just sent a chill up your spine.
I mean, it's an is what it is kind of a thing. That's the way I look at, okay, well, help me understand how you got there. That's the kind of journalism I like to do, and Denise's feelings may happen later, but that's what I'm trying to do is understand that person and focusing on developing rapport and relationships so that I can get to the nut graph of why they are saying and doing what they do.
Right? How old is J.D. Vance? He's in his 30s, right?
I believe he is 39, if I'm remembering correctly.
Right.
But I am, it's 7 o'clock in the morning and I have not had coffee yet.
Actually, it's 7:16. You should have had your coffee by now.
I should have. But now, it's camper time.
Start the fire outside. Put the logs together. Have your husband start a campfire out there to get the coffee going. It looked like something out of the Old West when they used to have the coffee on the fire outside.
Fire, right?
And, yeah, all right. And some stranger came in. They said, hey, stranger, want a cup of coffee? And
But getting back to what we were talking about earlier about the Moms for Liberty thing Raymond.
Hold that thought just a second. I want to take a quick break because I don't want to interrupt you when you get started on that.
I got you.
And the reason I asked about J.D. Vance's age, because to be president, you have to be 39.
Right.
And I was wondering how close he was to that. Just, you know, things happen and you don't want it to happen where somebody's got to take over like that. But I was just wondering how old he is. Denise Lockwood is here. Denise is the founder of the Racine County Eye News Source. And we'll talk more about her. She's got a big story going on with the town of Raymond and the school district there. So we're going to talk more about that. And I want to bring up Project 2025 because I don't know much about it. My brother said to me the other day, what do you know about Project 2025? And I said, nothing. He said, well, you should. And I still don't know much about it. We'll talk about that. 717 at WRJN Local News and Timeless Hits.
Seeking the tastiest pizza in Racine? All roads lead to Ferraro's, where pizza has been their passion for over 50 years. From classic cheese, pepperoni, and sausage pizza to golden fried chicken and signature hot sandwiches and calzones, Ferraro's satisfies every lunch and dinner craving. July's pizza of the month is the buffalo chicken, buffalo sauce, premium chicken, and mozzarella. Also, make sure you ask for ranch on the side. Slide on by for the best pizza pie at Ferraro's, Meacham Road, just north of Taylor Avenue.
At Uline, they know going the extra mile takes hard work. For companies pushing to go further, Uline will go the distance with you. 24/7, they answer the phone to get you the shipping and industrial supplies you need. Business can move fast. Unexpected large orders, adverse weather, new safety guidelines, and changing economic trends. Uline works hard keeping 41,000 items ready to ship, minimizing detours on your way to the extra mile. Visit uline.com.
We all love Saturdays, but are they really all that rewarding? I mean, do you really feel rewarded after mowing the lawn or doing all your I gotta do this because today's the weekend, whatever's? Well, Potawatomi wants your Saturdays to be the most rewarding ever with a share of $400,000 in cash and prizes. Just play this July for prize drawing entries. Win on Saturdays. Plus, each Potawatomi rewards level gets their own drawing. Rewarding Saturdays at Potawatomi Casino Hotel, Milwaukee. For more details, visit paysbig.com/reward. Must be 21 and a rewards member to play.
What's on Tap, brought to you by Miller Lite, the original light beer. Rooting for the Brew Crew, because we're from Milwaukee, too. Tastes like Miller time.
Honor Black history in baseball at Brewers Negro Leagues tribute game on August 18th, presented by Aurora Healthcare. Celebrate with a community night ticket, and you'll get a Milwaukee Bears hat. Get yours at brewers.com/community nights.
Milwaukee Brewers baseball and Miller Lite.
Do you owe back taxes? Call Tax Solutions now and get some help. For a limited time, the IRS offers a tax forgiveness program called the Fresh Start Initiative. Our team can make it easier for you to pay back taxes, avoid tax liens, and get a fresh start.
I call Tax Solutions now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Call Tax Solutions now. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193.
today's WRJN Big Deal of the Day. 50% savings at the Lanes on 20 at Racine. Knock down those pants, then experience a taste of victory inside Angry Brothers Pub with ice-cold drinks, delicious bites, and an atmosphere to make your night a grand slam. Whether you're a seasoned pro or just looking to have a ball, head on down to the Lanes on 20. Go to WRJN.com, click on the Big Deals tab, and purchase $20 gift certificates for just $10. Today only at WRJN Big Deals.
WRJN, proud to be a civic media station. And now that WRJN is more focused locally on Racine with local news and timeless hits, we invite you to find all of your favorite civic media shows and hosts on the Civic Media app or by tuning to 540 AM WAUK. Earl Ingram, Jane Matinair, Todd Alba, Maggie Dawn are all still there and easy to find by simply twisting the dial. And while you're here, we hope you'll keep your button set on 99.9 FM, 98.1 FM, and the historic 1400 AM as we refresh with local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Denise Lockwood is here, founder of Racine County Eye. You can check him out at Racine. Is it RacineCountyEye.com? Is it that simple to find it?
It is that simple. We made it so simple.
All right, that's great.
County Eye, yep.
Mm-hmm. All right, now you're working on a story. It's not published yet, but we're going to get a sneak preview of what's going on. Is it Moms for Liberty? Is that the story you're working on?
Yeah. So there's a couple of things going on. So we have published a story that connects the school board president, Audrey Kostich, and her and her husband in front of their house have a sign that's called Natural Strong Family. Now, Natural Strong Family is a political, well, actually, how do I frame this correctly? So it's a conservative values group, but it also, it advocates for the strong family unit, but it also has ties to very politically extreme groups that are anti-LGBTQ and want to see a strong family unit composed of a biological woman and a biological man and children that are either biological children or adopted. And yeah. So the decision-making regarding the anti-LGBTQ kind of narrative that's run through the Raymond Elementary story, so the basic framework is the school principal was gay, or is gay, and his name is Jeff Peterson. He was let go. There was a discrimination allegation. They're fighting, settling through that process. There's also the Arthur's gay wedding book banning, and then there's a couple of other books that some folks were against having in the library. But those were also books that parents had to give permission to read. And then there's also the kind of quiet defunding of this public school where they didn't want open enrollment kids. They're now facing a shortfall of a $754,000 shortfall of their $5.5 million budget. It's a mess. It's a mess.
Wow.
But there's a larger context that has a mirroring kind of process of what the overarching mission of Moms for Liberty is, which is very strong on advocating for parental rights. But what that looks like is Raymond. Okay, so one of the things that I'm working on, and I had a very long conversation with a woman who heads up the Stop Moms for Liberty group, and I'm trying to kind of navigate through this kind of reconciliation of all of this. So that's where I'm at with this story. But basically, I went to the Moms for Liberty breakout session at the Republican National Convention. And Ron Johnson and the woman that started, there was a big panel discussion. And this panel discussion was calling for going back to the one-room schoolhouse, getting rid of the Department of Education. That is in the platform for the Republican party, and that is also reflective of the Heritage Foundation's Project 2025. There's also a call to defunding schools that have any type of curriculum pertaining to critical race theory, which, however, is not taught in K-12 schools here in Wisconsin or across the nation. But they flip it to the social-emotional learning curriculum, and Raymond actually tossed theirs out into the garbage and put another that was more palatable in. And so I see that very strong connection of what you see happening in Raymond is what Moms for Liberty and the Republican Party want to see nationally.
Okay, so when are you looking to publish this? Do you have a date or just still working on it?
I'm doing some camper time, kind of resetting just a little. But I am working on it for this week. It should be out by the end of the week.
Now let's talk about Project 2025. My brother said to me the other day, he was talking about it, and I said, what is that? And he said, you don't know what Project 2025 is? I said, no, never heard of it. And I looked it up, and I really couldn't get a handle on it because it's a long document. It's over 700 pages long. Could you get your arms wrapped around this thing? Tell me what it is.
Well, okay, so let's go back to what Heritage Foundation is, which is a conservative think tank, and they came out with what they would call a blueprint for advancing the values of these groups. So this is, let me kind of back up. It is not unusual for political parties to have influence from political think tanks on either side. I want to make sure that's clear, okay? What this is, though, is a very long document, but it basically breaks down kind of our American culture and says, this is wrong, this is how we want to solve it. This is wrong, this is how we want to solve it. And one of the things that Project 2025 did was there was a number of political extremist groups that are part of this. And I'm having one of those not enough coffee moments to identify exactly, but Moms for Liberty and like the groups that are, like I was talking about, the Natural Family Strong, the Strong Family groups, those are all part of this bottom-up policy making. And it's not unusual, but what is unusual is the call for things like not teaching history, right? So there's a thing called the 1776 Commission, which Donald Trump had started during his administration, and then Biden put a kibosh on it that basically realigns the teachings of history to K through 12 schools. And leaves out a lot of things around slavery and things along that line. And that was in response to the 1619 Project, which was started by a bunch of journalists that were talking about what we're missing in American history around teaching around slavery.
Yeah, I gotta find out more about it because my brother was surprised I didn't know about it. Before I leave you here, I got to tell you a story. We had this on yesterday. This couple was in the woods, and they were stuck in a tree for like 3 days because there was a bear on the bottom of the tree ready to get them. And they kept, to keep the bear from getting them, they were throwing the bear food and water. And my thought was, well, if you stop feeding the bear, maybe he'll go away.
Maybe he'll go away. Yeah.
The reason he's hanging around the tree is because you keep feeding him.
Right?
3 days. And they said they had no food because they had to keep giving it to the bear. It's not ransom. The bear, don't feed the bear and he'll leave. Hey, I thought I heard your husband there. Hey, Denise, we got the beans on the fire. Get off the phone. I thought it was... But you're in the wilderness somewhere up by Krivitz. And but you're still working this week, huh?
The camper rules are that we can work in the morning from like 7 until 10:30, and then we hit the beach after that. And I usually pop on the computer for a little bit, and on rainy days I can do whatever I want.
All All right. Denise Lockwood, founder, Racine County Eye. Check out her stories and your staff stories at RacineCountyEye.com. RacineCountyEye.com. And wait for that story to be published about Raymond. That should be good. Hey, hold on the line just a second, okay? Don't go anywhere. I want to talk to you off the air for just a sec.
Okay.
It's 7:30 at WRJN. Time for the news from the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom. And here's Stuart J. Waddles.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. There's now a guilty plea in connection to the hit-and-run death of a 69-year-old Racine man back in late 2022. Sean Shelton had initially entered a not guilty plea for charges related to the death of Anthony Morales. Yesterday, that plea changed to guilty. Shelton was arrested 4 months after the incident after police matched evidence from the crime scene to his damaged vehicle. The 43-year-old Shelton will be sentenced in October. He faces up to 25 years in prison. Racine's Roosevelt Elementary is going away. The Racine Unified School Board has approved the closure of Roosevelt at the end of the next school year. Most of those students will instead be sent to Jerstedt Agerholm the following year. The decision is part of a larger plan that includes boundary changes for multiple schools in the district. The sexual assault case against the owner of a Kenosha County bar has been dismissed. The owner of the Kickstand Bar and Grill in Kenosha has been cleared of all charges. Vice President Kamala Harris will hold her first presidential campaign rally in West Allis today. It's an early afternoon speech. The rally is her fifth visit to Wisconsin this year, but first as a presidential candidate. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
School may be out for the summer, but the Wisconsin FFA Foundation continues to work. I'm Pam Yonke with a quick update on what's happening in food and farming news on a Tuesday. Abby Quinlan is the executive director of the Wisconsin FFA Foundation. Yesterday, during a fundraising golf outing, I caught up with her, and she said response from supporters has continued to remain strong.
A lot of the supporters from companies are really happy to give back because we're building the youth leadership.
Yeah.
And the agricultural workforce needs to be there, and they're really grateful for FFA to be able to do that. And from the foundation side, we're really grateful to be able to support them through their SAE projects and really giving them the opportunities to grow as individuals. This year, we were able to successfully raise $587,000, which is really incredible. We're able to give that money back through SAE grant programs, through our convention awards, our leadership programs. So we're really happy that we can benefit our students through those dollars.
$587,000 raised by the Wisconsin FFA Foundation. That's Abby Quinlan, their executive director. They've got a brand new fundraising mechanism that you're invited to attend. Comes up Friday, September 6th in Green Bay. It's a Green Bay Packer watch party. Tickets are just $100, but limited to just 125 people. If you want to find out more details, go to wisconsinaged.org. under Foundation Events.
It isn't a Wisconsin summer without the Wisconsin State Fair. Again this year, the Midwest Farm Report brings you stories from the show ring to the midway and from the food to the auctions. For full Wisconsin State Fair coverage, visit MidwestFarmReport.com or follow along on our podcast. This year's Wisconsin State Fair coverage is sponsored by Gums Farms of Endeavor. Locally owned, Gums Farms brings produce from their family farm to your family's table. Check them out at GumsFarmsWI.com.
You're invited to Close Farms and Country Fest in Chippewa County for this year's Farm Technology Days, growing to the tune of success. This year's event features the chance to explore cutting-edge equipment, innovative techniques, and taking a glimpse into the future of agriculture. There's also food trucks, music, and of course, field demos of all kinds. Mark your calendars for August 13th through the 15th and bring the whole family to this year's event. For more information and show details, visit wifarmtechdays.org.
And for some farmers, the harvest has already begun in the Central Sands area of Wisconsin. Peas as well as green beans are currently being harvested. The Wisconsin potato crop is 9% harvested. That is rated 89% good to excellent, up 2 percentage points in a week. We're also seeing the winter wheat harvest move along. As of Sunday, 31% of that crop was already in the bin. Winter wheat condition called 81% good to excellent, unchanged from last week. There's a quick update on what's happening in food and farming news on a Tuesday. More at MidwestFarmReport.com. I'm PM Yonke.
WRJN Weather.
Partly cloudy this morning, becoming mostly cloudy with a scattered thunderstorm or two possible. Our high 81 today with wind out of the southwest at 5 to 15. Thunderstorms tonight, 66. Tomorrow, an isolated thunderstorm through about early afternoon, then partly cloudy with a high of 76. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 67.
Flying to me is boring. Oh, yeah. You got to make it fun. Here's a fun thing to do when you're flying. When the guy next to you falls asleep, put your life vest on, your oxygen mask, and yell, "We're going down." You'll definitely get the armrest after that. One time I flew to Australia. It takes like 2 days to get there. And when you get there, it's earlier than when you left. When I landed, I called my house. I picked up the phone. I'm back in town. I'm hanging out with my family, you know, my dad. You know when you're young, you think your dad's Superman, and then you grow up and you realize he's just a regular guy who wears a cape, and... My dad was in the Navy, you know? So he's got these stories, you know? But he always mixes them up with other stories, so you never know what he's talking about. He's like, one time we were surrounded, then we ran out of ammo, then we were fighting hand to hand, then we started dancing, and that's how I met your mother.
You gotta understand, radio. You're old enough to know the makings of a man, radio. Listen to me, baby, it's hard to settle down, radio. Am I asking too much for you to stick around? Every boy wants a girl he can trust to the very end. Baby, that's you, won't you wait? But till then, when I see the lips, baby, to taken over my one-track mind. Believe it or not, you're in my heart all the time. All the girls are saying that you'll end up a fool. For the time being, baby, live by my rules. When I settle down, I want one baby on my mind.
Forgive and forget,
and I'll make up for all lost time. If she's put together, she's in my mind. In the pines, waiting for us around the bend.
Picture in your mind,
love forever. But till then, if she gives me a sign that she wants to make time,
stop.
I can't stop.
Stop. I can't stop without lightning striking again. Lightning striking again.
Luke Christie, Lightning Strikes. For 97 years, WRGN's provided local news, now timeless hits as well. This is pretty clever. A 26-year-old grad student at the University of Missouri, Kansas City, spent a year living at a senior living facility. She would share her love of music and play the piano for the residents in exchange for free room and board. She wasn't taking anyone's place. She just served as an artist in residence. That's kind of a nice way to get free room and board and help out seniors at the same time. I love it. It's 7:39, a chance of showers and thunder bumpers today with a high near 82. Right now it's sunny and 69 degrees at Radio Park with Kodachrome. Here's Paul.
When I think back on all the crap I learned in high school, It's a wonder I can think at all. And my lack of education hasn't hurt me none. I can read the writing on the wall. Hold a throne. Everything looks worse in black and white.
The Milwaukee Brewers game this summer, WRGN Big Deals presents its first ever summer sweepstakes. Enter daily for your chance to win two club-level tickets to see the Brewers versus the Cleveland Guardians Interleague Showdown. It's coming up on Friday, August 16th. Just go to WRJN.com, click on the Big Deals tab, and follow the pop-up instructions to enter. No purchase necessary. Sweepstakes ends Friday, August 9th. The WRJN Big Deals Summer Sweepstakes. Your ticket to summer fun with the Milwaukee Brewers. What a great deal, huh?
Local news and timeless hits.
WRJN. Girl, I can't let you do this. Let you
can't make it without you. And I'm telling you, honey, you're my reason for laughing, for crying, for living, and for dying.
Bobby Hatfield, the Righteous Brothers. You're my soul and inspiration. Local news and time of the sets at WRJN. We're looking for a chance of showers and thunderstorms today with a high near 82. More of that tonight possible, low 67. Partly sunny, a chance of showers, highs near 75 tomorrow. Right now, sunny, 69 degrees, a beautiful morning here at Radio Park. Well, did your mother ever tell you, no glass by the pool? Well, that rule is a rule for a reason. A massive pool in Massachusetts had to be closed when a glass jar of salsa broke, sending shards into the water. The 220,000-gallon pool had to be completely drained and cleaned. It cost the town $20,000. No glass by the pool.
With a little financial support from the Wisconsin Chairs Child Care Subsidy Program, more is possible. You can focus on work, continue your education, and take advantage of opportunities that make your family stronger. Best of all, you can give your child a great start with the high-quality care they deserve. What's your more? Learn how you can get help paying for childcare by visiting wishares.wi.gov today.
Donald Trump brags he nominated the justices who overturned Roe v. Wade, getting rid of the constitutional right to abortion.
Well, I did something that nobody thought was possible. I got rid of Roe v. Wade. For 54 years, they were trying to get Roe v. Wade terminated, and I did it, and I'm proud to have done it.
Donald Trump not only took away abortion rights, he wants to monitor pregnant women and punish those who seek an abortion. Just listen.
Do you believe in punishment for abortion? Yes or no, as a principle?
The answer is that there has to be some form of punishment.
For the woman?
Yeah.
Banning abortion, monitoring, and punishing women. That's how far Trump might go in a second term. Visit abetterwisconsintogether.org/TrumpMonitor to tell Donald Trump his views on abortion are too extreme for Wisconsin. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
Sorry, but we actually have a wait list for our Monstera.
Shaw's greenhouse is really bringing in the green.
We can't keep snake plants in stock.
She needs a construction manager to build on her roots and grow.
We could add a whole section for ferns. And here we'd have dahlias, dahlias, and more dahlias.
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. You can schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from your employer dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. Go ahead, feel your engine. Admire that perfectly installed exhaust. Your vehicle's moving along this freeway like it was made from fresh installs and a whole lot of love. With eBay Motors, you get over 122 million parts to keep it running. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, they'll be the perfect fit every time. Plus, at these prices, well, we're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Hi, this is Chris Morrow, general manager at WRJN. Well, we're getting close to Packer season again, and once again, WRJN will be your home for Green Bay Packer football from the preseason all the way through the playoffs. If you'd like to get your business involved in sponsoring the Packers, we have something that could get you on the air for under $400 per game. If you want to find out more on how you can sponsor Packer games this year, in some cases for under $400, call me, 262-951-8549.
James of the Shadells, Moni Moni, local news and timeless hits at WRJN. Southwest Airlines says soda cans are now exploding on flights across the country. At least 20 flight attendants have been injured by the erupting can since the start of this summer. And yet, another reason why I don't like to fly. Why, they keep on coming, don't they, huh? J.J. Jackson, but it's all right. Local news and timeless hits right here at WRJN Radio. Jason. Local news and timeless hits are back on WRJN. It is 7:58 on your Tuesday morning. Looking for a chance of showers and thunderstorms today. That is near 82. Sunny and 69 right now at Radio Park. Now, I'm not talking about you here, okay? We're talking about other people. According to a study, the average person spends an hour of each workday on personal stuff and non-related work things. Again, we're not talking about you. Other people. Like checking personal emails on company time, reading news sites, logging onto social networks like Facebook and Twitter, or X, or whatever it's called now, online banking, paying bills, planning vacations, shopping for clothes online, and calling friends, all on company time. I know it's not you that does it, but if you know someone at work who does it, maybe you should kind of tell them to get to work. Maybe. It's 7:59. It's 8 o'clock now. It just turned 8 o'clock at WRJN. It's time for the news at the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom. We'll have that with Stuart J. Waddles. But first, it's time for CBS News.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN, Music and Ocean.
Now it's exactly 8 o'clock.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by T-Mobile.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez.